A Guelph, Aramosa councillor has recently tested positive for COVID-19 and took his objections to the provincial and federal government's COVID-19 restrictions during a council meeting. Ward 2 councillor, Corey Woods, who was first elected in 2010, attended the Monday meeting virtually since he and his family have tested positive for COVID-19. At the beginning of the meeting, Woods took the floor by giving a speech about testing positive and his beliefs on COVID. "I wasn't going to say anything, but I feel the need to say something. I can't join you guys today as our family here has COVID. Our little guy brought it home from Aramosa Public School, which happened last Tuesday," Woods claimed. More than 30% of the school was absent, and quite a bit of schools are experiencing absentees, and they can't say why, but it's most likely from COVID, he said over Zoom. "I'm not vaccinated for COVID-19. I have COVID and I got it on Thursday. I got muscle soreness for half of the day. I took a nap. I had no symptoms on Friday and no symptoms on Saturday, Sunday and today. If you were to believe the media, I should be gasping for air now in a hospital bed in a ventilator." Woods proclaimed his hate for the way society believes the media and the way the provincial and federal government are regulating COVID. "I hate the way we are as a society because we villainize people. I hate the way our provincial and federal government is fear-mongering by saying that the unvaccinated are going to die from COVID-19, and it's the unvaccinated's fault," he said. "The dictator of Canada won't allow the unvaccinated people to travel. I can't get on the plane, train, or the bus. I can't leave Canada." Woods has previously expressed his concerns with the vaccine mandates, the regulations around COVID-19, and the discrimination the unvaccinated face. Earlier in February 2022, he donated $200 to the GiveSendGo campaign in support of protests in Ottawa and at several border crossings. "I literally hate the way Canadians are and North Americans are. Let's vilify everybody for not getting forced to be vaccinated. It's disgusting the way we are in Canada now. So, I'm just making this announcement now. Hopefully, all the discriminatory practices on all levels of governments for vaccine mandates and vaccine protocols are all lifted. The vaccinated and unvaccinated should be allowed to work, allowed to travel and leave the country." The rest of council and Mayor Chris White had no comments after Woods's speech at the meeting.